This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Fathers, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hands tonight. Just thanking and praising you because of who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves. Need thy mighty hand on bended knees and bow down heads, looking on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from you this night. In the name of Jesus, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Let us decrease the Spirit of God in us with increase. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers, honor, requests, but most of all, self for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow in 2024. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, man, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalms 15. And the word says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalms 34 and 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescued those whose spirit are crushed. Psalms 34, 19 says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God got you covered in 2024. God has you covered in 2024. Believers in Christ, life as we know it is unpredictable. But God is unchanged. He is a good God. He's a God that sits high but look low. He's a God that never changed. So we are living in a changing world that's changing every second, minute, and hour. We are living in a world which are full of darkness and sin. But we serve a God that never changes. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is our refuge. According to Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Yes, God has got you covered in 2024. Bible says here in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have crossed over in 2024 in a place that we've never been in before. But it is a year of new beginnings, a year of a fresh start. The slate has been wiped clean. We have a new chapter that we haven't written yet. Here's the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. And here's our Christian manual that tell us how to live, what to do, and what not to do. Yes, as we enter this year in 2024, we must enter with a vision and with a purpose. Yes, child of God, pursue a vision this year in 2024. It must be, yes, this year is a must, because a vision is God's blueprint of his plan for mankind. You see, a vision is God's way of revealing his purpose to man. Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. You see, a vision is accompanied by knowledge of the Word of God. The more you are exposed to the Word of God, the clearer the vision becomes. The clearer the vision will be. It will create within you a determination to go forward in the things of God. You see, broad and focused vision helps build perseverance. I'm going to say it again. Broad and focused vision builds perseverance in 2024. Yes, beloved, a vision, a God-given vision, a God-ordained vision, will give you direction and will develop a strong emotion, which is a product of a burning desire and is caused by a burden. Yes, people of God, without a vision, there is no subvision. Without a vision, there is no submission. And submission and willingness. Yes, a God-given vision will require great faith with action. A God-given vision will produce passion on your part as a child of God. You see, a vision determines your maturity in Christ. A vision, a God-ordained vision, it requires proper training and preparation in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, then we're one of God's children, his child. As a follower of Christ, we must pick up our cross daily and follow Jesus, because he is our set example that we must follow on a daily basis. Yes, believe in Christ. Without a vision from God, you are unable to see, understand the path God have ordained for your life. We're all reminded in the Psalms, in Psalms 37 and 4, it said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. God has got you covered in 2024. Yes, beloved, we as Christians, born-again believers, are especially destined for trouble. Psalms 46 and 1. We are is that God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. You see, a refuge is a place of shelter. A refuge is a place of shelter or protection, as from danger or hardship. It is a place where you can find help, relief, and comfort in times of trouble. Yes, God is our strength and his very present help. Beloved, when trouble strikes, God is always present. He is always there with us, immediately available to help us when trouble arrives. God said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Beloved, you can depend on God because he has you covered in 2024. See, the God that we serve, he never sleeps nor slumber. The God that we serve, he's always available 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. That's the kind of God that we serve. A God that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. A God that, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. See, God is our strength. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we must count it all joy when we fall in diverse temptation. Because God will make a way out for us, a way out of no way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve wants us to make it more than we want to make it. You see, hallelujah, he helps us when trouble strikes, because he's always present. He's always there with us, immediately available to help us when trouble arrives. See, God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, beloved, you can depend on God because he has you covered. Yes, child of God, depending on God means that we need him and we understand that without him, we're unable to accomplish anything for the kingdom of God. Yes, beloved, God commits to loving this world. And as a reminder of that commitment, God put the rainbow in the skies. Yes, believer in Christ, you can depend on God for your life because he loves you and he is faithful. Yes, believer in Christ, in 2024, everything in life is shifting because we cannot be here today and gone tomorrow. Because we can't be here today and gone today. We're in God's hand. God knows the timing. He knows when if your name was pulled, and your name was called, and your number was pulled, would you be ready to meet your maker? Would you be ready to give an account of everything that you did while you was here on planet Earth? Sure, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We have dual citizenship. But while we're here on planet Earth, God has issued to us a God-given assignment to complete. We must say yes, Lord, to what the instruction that you have given for us to do. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So we as individual, personally, must pick up our cross on a daily basis. Pick up our cross and be yoked with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us, Lord, to overcome in all areas of our lives. Yes, people of God, in 2024, everything that we seen happen in 2023 is behind us. Living in a time and a season where people will flock to Allah before flocking to the house of God to get strengthened in their lives. Yes, we must know where our help comes from. Our help coming from God, the one who woke us up this morning, the one that, hallelujah, has ordained, has preordained our footsteps, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He can bless us when we follow him with our own reputation, purpose, and plan. Also with our own help and material blessing. Yes, we are able to produce fruit that will bless others when we are in close connection with God. See, God is the one that has preordained an assignment for our lives. He have caused those that we may not know to connect with us for a reason and for a season. Yet God will give us what we need in order to be more dependent on him daily. We must get in the word of God for ourselves. So the Bible says here in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must study the word of God for ourselves. See, the word says, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we must have a time of devotion where we can study God's word in a quiet place where that still small voice can speak to us that we may hear what thus says the Lord. Yes, we must push through our own myths in order to get God's myths. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, you must pray on a daily basis. The word of God here says to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray when it's going good. Pray when it's not going too, when it's not going that good. But pray. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. Yes, beloved, we must face and be focused on God more this year in 2024 than the problems in our lives that we may face on a daily basis. So we must thank God to grow us more like him spiritually, to continue to be focused on God. Hallelujah. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. So continue to be focused on God and on his promises, because God got you covered in 2024. You see, all of his promises in Christ Jesus are yea. All of his promises in her life, in the woman of God or the man of God's life, is preordained for them to enjoy. Yes, beloved, there are some benefits associated with depending on God, to rely on him, is to trust him through good and bad times. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, child of God, the God of the universe has got you covered in 2024. See, people of God, when we set our hope on God in order to deliver us from things that have kept us bound. So, beloved, God is completely dependable. Question, are you dependable? Yes, believe in Christ. Dependent on God. Praise the Lord. People of God, we set our hope on God in order for him to deliver us. Yes, beloved, God is completely dependable. He's dependable to himself, and he's dependable and faithful to his word. When no one else cares, God cares. When no one else understands, God understands. So believer in Christ, dependent on God, depend on God to meet each and every need. Depend on him daily, surrender to him and his agenda, and be in consent with what he asks you to do. We must fully continue confessing our desperate need for God's help, and to pray that he would help us to live dependently upon him and the teaching of our forefathers, that we may learn them, because the God that we serve wants us to be teachable, wants us to be knowledgeable of the hope that lies within us. Yes, beloved, depending on God involves you laying your own crown down and to seek a place of humility before God. You must take your proper position and be recognized who God is. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. When we are in trouble and don't know which way to go, we can call upon God because he hears us. Well reminded here in Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears open unto their cry. So as a born-again believer of Christ, after being blood washed, forgiven by God in the blood of Jesus and cleansed you, Bible says that we become one of God's children. We have been drafted in the beloved family of God. We're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. God has us. Jesus has us. And the Holy Spirit, all three agrees as one. See, it also says in Psalms 34:19, many are the affliction of the righteous, But the Lord delivers him out of them all. So as a born-again believer of Christ, we have to always be mindful that God is on our side. Again, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We must die to self on a daily basis. Pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Sure, the journey will not always be smooth. But one thing that we do know, as a born-again believer of Christ, it won't be like this always. So believer in Christ, you are favored and covered by God. God is greater than any attack from the enemy on your life. A child of God, through your relationship with Jesus Christ and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are free from guilt. Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. So believe in Christ, you are favored and covered by God. Because God is greater than any attack of the enemy that plotted towards you. So the Bible says in Isaiah 54:19, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every mouth that come against him in judgment shall be condemned. But it's to the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Yes, child of God, through your relationship with Jesus Christ and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are free, free from guilt, free from condemnation. Hallelujah. You are free to walk in the liberty of what God call you to do. Bible says here tonight for us to pray for one another, for us to encourage one another. Don't let exhortation swell your head up. You're still a child of God. You're still an angel. Hallelujah. So we must understand that God have called certain people to different offices. And we as a born-again believer of Christ must pray on a daily basis and ask God what he have created us for and what to do. We know we have a purpose. And the purpose may not be the way that we think. The purpose may be according to God's will for our lives. Yes, child of God, through your relationship with Jesus Christ and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are free from guilt and condemnation. And you can live in the freedom and in the power that God has intended for you to live in. Yes, again tonight we're talking about God got you covered in 2024. He also has you covered on a daily basis. That in itself is a must in 2024. Yes, beloved, child of God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of God's protection will always be in awe to what they believe in. Thank you, Lord.
Lift your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time gets hard, it can get rough. But Jesus will take it right when you had it. Yeah. mountain. No matter what the problem, he will be right there.
God that sits high but look low. God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful. Hallelujah. In 2024, even though right now we are experiencing, amen, amen, some cold weather throughout the whole nation. But we thank God because he woke us up. Hallelujah. We're on top of the ground and ground not on top of us. We thank him because of the bread of life that he has given us, for his mercy, his grace, and his love that he showers with each and every day of our lives. Hallelujah. So at the beginning of 2024, we're looking forward to doing more in 2024. Hallelujah. This is a year that I believe for total restoration to come to the people of God as well as to others. Amen. Hallelujah. We're believing that God wants that there will be a turnaround within the body of Christ, that the church will come alive and become the church that she once was. Amen. Full of power. Amen. We have sort of went to sleep on what we believe in. But I believe that God is getting ready to turn things in our favor. But we must be from the beginning of the year, we must be on fire for him. Amen. 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 We must go in prayer on a daily basis. We must seek his face for what he wants us, each and every person that he has created, has some type of assignment to accomplish while they're here on planet Earth. And the way to find your perfect, first of all, to be in the perfect will of God, we have to go and get humble ourselves and first of all, give our life to Christ. Second of all, to go into prayer, because prayer is the vehicle that will help us to communicate with God on a daily basis. We must study God's word. Don't wait for the preacher on Sunday morning. Don't wait for Bible study or midweek service. No, we must study the word for ourselves. 2 Timothy 2:15 says to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. Branded the man in the word of truth. So, hallelujah, for those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, we want to touch and agree with you now that whatever you are believing God for, and if it is in line with his word and in line with the will for your life, We just touch and agree based on the word that says, if any two of us come to agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. I know that's one prayer that right now that we wants to pray about, and that is for the cold to go and for sunshine and warmness to come. Amen. So we just believe in God that after tonight, hallelujah, we're looking forward to warmness. We're looking forward to the sun coming out, and hallelujah, that we can enjoy sweet, wonderful spring weather with sunshine. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we're all talking about God had got you covered. He has you covered in 2024. As a child of God, he has you in his hands. Hallelujah. And what is good about it, too, that God has you covered on 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 366 days when it comes to leap year. Amen. He has you covered, and he have created you for a purpose. Amen. So when we look in the Word of God, when we look at Psalms 91, the entire Psalm, we see that God, hallelujah, is our protector, our provider. He is our director. Amen. He is our all in all. Psalms 91, verse 1 through 16 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my protector. He is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall in thy side, and 10,000 in thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, and thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, to thy trouble and defeat, because he has set his love upon thee, upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. We have read to you the whole entire Psalm 91. Our key verse about cover is when he says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth which shall be your shield and buckler. Here the psalmist is letting us know in Psalm 91, it's known as a psalm of protection, a psalm that knowing that God, he's a present help in time of trouble. He has, as we, as born-again believers, have been drafted in the beloved family of God. And as a born-again believer, God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He said, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Oh, what a God that we serve, a God that loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, believer in Christ, if you are going to be protected by the Lord in 2024, you need to dwell where the protection is found. Yes, beloved, God can and will forgive sin. But when we are bent on our own purpose, to live our own life, the Burger King way, our way, we have to always remember there will always be earthly consequences that comes with our self-will actions and our rebellion. Yes, if you will, God will. Every promise that he has is conditional. Conditional on the fact of us stretching out in faith and walking in obedience to what he says, to do it quick and in a hurry. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, because of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and a hearken than the fat of rams. So child of God, you cannot say that you are dwelling in the Lord if you are always taking field trips with the world and its influence. I'm going to say that again. Child of God, believer in Christ, you cannot say that you are dwelling in the Lord if you are always taking field trips with the enemy, with the worldly influence. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. When we cross paths with people and they get on our last nerve, we have to remember it's not the people that is our enemy, but the spirit that is working through them, whether in the church or out, whether saved or unsaved. As a believer in Christ, you need to live with a daily recognition of who God is and what God has done and will do in your behalf in 2024. Yes, God got you covered, but you must be in position to be covered, totally and complete by him. Yes, beloved, God will nurture you. He will nurture you and provide all that you need, no matter how the circumstances may look. Yes, beloved, we need to live with the mindset that God is my provider. God is, hallelujah, my all in all. God is who I desire to serve. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. He have set the example for us as followers of his to follow on a daily basis in 2024. Yes, there is a refuge. There is a fortress to keep us safe. And if we have been dwelling in the Lord, we do not have to go running for safety. We're already covered, because we're already there, according to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Believe in Christ. In order to dwell with the Lord, you need to walk in an intimate relationship with Christ. Yes, child of God, you need to walk in the relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. We must walk with them on a daily basis in order to gain spiritual strength and emotional stability, and to have confidence in God's promises so that you are not easily overcome when bad things show up. So having a relationship with Jesus Christ will prepare you for the storms of life before they eventually hit. Yes, beloved, spending time with him, because the more you will realize that he is with you, get into the word of God for yourself. Again, for a reminder, 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, child of God, when you know God's word and his will for your life, and it has been revealed in his word, you are going to know God's voice more clearly when he speaks to you. Yes, spending time with God is spending time in his presence. Have a place of devotion where you can go to in your secret closet and speak to him through the power of prayer and listen to that still small voice speaking to your spirit. That God loves us so much that he will speak. Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. And I know them, and they will follow me. Hallelujah. Yes, believing in Christ is one of the key ways you can experience God's protective help in your life. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, the men are always to pray and don't lose heart. We should pray when things are going good and when things are going not so good. We ought to pray, because prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is not a one-sided relationship. No, prayer is praying to God and then listening to what he asks us to do, and do it quick and in a hurry. Don't wait, don't debate, don't doubt. Just move on what God says. He'll speak to you in that still small voice. See, God is not like man. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, that's how prayer is. It may start in the natural, but eventually it'll go up to the holies of holies in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus. We have to remember that we have been forgiven, covered by the blood of Jesus. But in God's eyesight, our humanity is as filthy rags. It's because of Jesus' righteousness that we have been forgiven. His blood washes our sins. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Yes, the power of God, the power of God's word will take us higher, take us further in the things of God. You must desire in 2024 to have a greater commitment to do what God has asked you to do more in 24. Yes, child of God, when you know God's word for yourself and his will, it will be revealed to you by his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will abide and stand forever and ever. Yes, child of God, believer of Christ, God got you covered on a daily basis in 2024. So, beloved, in order to experience God's presence and protection and provision, we must pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray, not always audibly, but have the mindset to pray. Hallelujah. Put your mind on things above and not beneath. Because we are living in troubled times. But God is greater than anything that we would face in 2024. But we must be tied up, wrapped up, tangled up in the things of God. Yes, beloved, we need to make God first priority in life so he may be our refuge and not our last resort. Yes, we must call upon him on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, the closer we are in fellowship with Jesus, the more peace and clarity we will have. So the Bible says here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7, the end clause of the verse, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Child of God, the fear of the Lord must be the treasure of our lives if we want stability in life. Yes, believer in Christ, you must never outgrow the humility of brokenness before God. Always have a teachable spirit. Always be determined, hallelujah, to go forward in the things of God, leaving the past in the past and looking on to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord. So people of God, God's fire of holiness becomes a threat to the sinner. But holiness is still right because we serve a holy God. We serve a God that will not change. He's not a man that he should repent. Or the son of, he's not a man that he should lie. Or the son of man to repent. God is fired all by himself. So people of God, We must understand the God of the universe. He declares the one who walked righteously to speak uprightly. Because we have to remember that our God is a consuming fire. Yet God says that those who live transformed life in 2024 can be in his presence. Yes, beloved, turn to God as your refuge and refuse the urge of self-sufficiency and independence. Trust him alone with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. According to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Yes, beloved, experience a transformed life. Listen to what God says. Yes, believing in Christ, always remember this in 2024. Every person that ever lived have experienced trouble and tribulation at some level in their life. But God is still able. We have to remember trouble comes in all shapes and sizes. But God is greater than any trouble that you will face in 2024. Hallelujah. Remember, we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who sits high and look low. A God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in 2024. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that message. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life and share with others to what God has done for you and for each other. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. And join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. If you have questions or comments, you may also write to us at 8544 West Belfort, Bellfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. Again, that's 8544 West Belfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. We'd love to hear from you. Again, we appreciate you joining us today, and whenever you join us, we'd love to have you with us. Share the number 347-826-9424 and join us on Tuesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great week. Stay warm.